Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hope that everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row former Ringgold resident, former Baylor school grad, former Vanderbilt University grad, Luke List, who was one of six golfers this past weekend to shoot under par at the PGA Championship. Luke, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. You've had some time to decompress. I know yesterday was a travel day for you. How are you feeling about this past weekend's sixth-place finish?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was a fun week. I mean, it was a battle. Definitely didn't have my A game with the golf swing, but I was really proud of the way I put together some good scores with just some good putting and good short game, good scrambling around. So overall, you know, my best finish in a major, so I was pretty thrilled with that.
What was late Saturday afternoon like when you had the three straight birdies and you had sole possession of second place? You were getting a lot of TV time. They were like, we've finally got a guy making a run at Koepka here. Did it creep in that you might be in that final pairing with Koepka?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a leaderboard on, right, there was one on maybe 14 or so, but I missed that one. And then I saw one on 17 as I was making a debacle of that hole. So it looked like it could have been close. I really wasn't aware with, you know, obviously he was way up and then everybody was just trying to get within shouting distance. But looks like that didn't really happen until Sunday. So I had enough on my plate dealing with that golf course. So I wasn't too concerned with final group or not.
Luke, I mean, I even read one of your quotes. I think it was in an AP article after Saturday's round saying we're all playing for second with the lead that Brooks has. Along those lines, how did the pressure of being on the front page of the leaderboard for the first time in a major compare to what you went through last year at the Honda Classic when you had the playoff with Justin Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, a little different situations, but, you know, I think part of my success this last week was trying to treat it just like another tournament. So it is a major and the crowds are outrageous out there, so that was a lot of fun. But it was more just trying to beat the golf course than anything. And you know, I got off to a rough start again on Sunday, and that was tough to battle from. And but I hung in there, and unfortunately, you know, I did make that quote about playing for second, but you know, I don't know how much I really meant that. I think I just said that in the situation because I really felt like I could go out and post a number, you know, get off to a good start, which I didn't. I think Brooks was definitely catchable, and it just the weather kind of brought everybody back in a little bit, and Dustin was the closest guy to get to him, but it looked like he hung in there pretty nicely.
Luke, if I had to say what's different about you, what's different about your game coming off of your best major performance compared to the runner-up at the Honda?
Yeah, I mean, I think both situations resemble, you know, my personality when I'm playing well is I don't put too much expectations on myself when I got there. And it felt like from the beginning of the week when I got there, I loved the golf course and I just knew I was going to have a good week. And when I do that, I don't put as much pressure on certain shots and in the situation and kind of just expect myself to be there. And that's what I was able to do in both weeks. And I've had to battle that this year, particularly because I haven't been able to play full schedule just with some nagging injuries and everything. So I just haven't had the rhythm, but I was happy the way I fought this week for sure.
You're listening to Luke List, the former Baylor School and Vanderbilt golfer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
As someone who's watched you play golf since you were 15, and David just asked you a great question, Luke. I'm curious about this. When asked about your best career finish, your opening comments included that you were able to battle back and keep your head above water with good putting and a very good short game. Knowing the history of your game, how much is that gratifying that you can rely on that end of it, which I know you've spent the last 30 years working to get there?
Yeah, great question. I mean, that is obviously something I've battled my whole career. I've been perennially a good ball striker and then, you know, struggled to put the pieces together on the greens. And I feel like I've turned some corners. I've been working hard with new short game coach Josh Gregory, who works with a lot of guys out there, and he's really helped with a lot of drills and stuff. And just feel like, you know, I'm in a good place. Whenever I'm in a really good place off the course too, I feel like I'm a little easier on myself and don't realize that I guess it's not going to affect my life. It's just going to affect my career. So when I dumb it down that way, it seems good stuff happens.
Is this the most at peace you've been?
Yeah, I could say so. I mean, I'm a lucky guy. We have an awesome 7-month-old daughter, and my wife and I are thrilled with that. And that's a challenge in itself. So it's fun traveling with them and learning all new sorts of tricks to get through the rigors of travel with the infant. So we're enjoying that. And then just really happy to be back in the South, living in Augusta, and we're enjoying our family and friends, and just life's good.
And I know that you're a competitive fire, and you talked about some nagging injuries. Was there any thought of potentially entering the Charles Schwab? Because right now you're in the top 60, which would get you a pass into the U.S. Open. Were you weighing about going out there and trying to get into that tournament?
Well, fortunately, the U.S. Open qualifier, the deadline for the top 60 was Monday, so I'm in Pebble Beach, which is great.
Nice.
I've been good with my schedule because when I try to set it, I try to stick to it. So I've had that one off for a while, and I'm going to play Memorial in the U.S. Open and then go from there.
How crazy is Bethpage Black going to be for a Ryder Cup in a few years? Hearing the crowds and the shenanigans, that it was a combination of like a major championship coming to the Phoenix Waste Management Open this last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was actually really impressed with the fans. I mean, I've played up in the New York area a few times, and you know, the Open at Shinnecock was different just because it was spread out more, but the fans were awesome. I mean, the atmosphere was incredible on 17 on the weekend, and to be near the last couple groups was really fun. And I can't comprehend the Ryder Cup, honestly. It's going to be such a, you know, I mean, it's going to be a disaster for the Europeans, honestly. I don't know how they're going to get through. Those fans are so rigorous. I mean, they root for, you know, for their guys, and I was fortunate to be someone I felt like they were rooting for and really nice to. But I feel like if you're on their bad side, they're just going to crush you. So it's going to be outrageous. That'd be something to be really fun to be a part of, for sure.
And in that regard, because I saw that Luke Donald put out on Twitter, tongue-in-cheek, asking why people were booing you. Of course, they were going, Luke. I mean, even if they were booing you, do you just say, you know what, they're saying Luke?
I made bogey in a pretty bad one, so I thought they were booing, honestly. They could have been saying Luke, but it was so loud. I mean, it literally, walking from 17-18 just smelled like a bar. I mean, it was disgusting. Those guys were pretty overserved, the thousands of guys just chanting around there. But it was funny. There were some pretty funny lines that I heard over the week, and they're definitely a creative bunch, and they're not afraid to yell.
You're listening to Luke List, the former Baylor School and Vanderbilt University standout golfer who had a top six finish at last weekend's PGA. Luke, you also had a lot of TV time. I guess you were in like one of the last, if not the last group, Friday. And, of course, the announcers were already starting to say, well, you know, Luke's best finish at a major was 2005 at the Masters. Of course, that's when you were a Vanderbilt student. How nice is it to not have to hear that stat anymore?
Yeah, you know, I was a little bummed. I didn't truly realize the finish that bogey cost me a little bit on 18 there to knock me out of the Masters berth, which really stung. But I've got to take the positives. I try to do that in anything in life, and this was one of those. You know, it was obviously the best finish, so you can't say it was a bad week at all. And I was just really happy with the way I grinded and the way I was able to turn some corners on the green. So taking the positives from that, and I know that I've got plenty of time to get back in the Masters soon enough.
And, Luke, I know this is the first time we've had you on since you've been a dad. And of course, I know you had a little checkup to go to this morning doing the daddy – or this afternoon doing the daddy thing. How much different is it when they're not there? Are they coming to just about every tournament? Or when they're back at Augusta, how different is it for you now after a Sunday round to want to get back as soon as you can because you got a fan club waiting on you?
Yeah, I mean, we've been fortunate to travel together majority of the time. It's a lot of fun having my wife and then our baby on the road, just because I don't want to miss anything. This stage is so fun to see the development. And, you know, it's funny, I've had friends have kids before me and tell me all about it. You kind of just brush it off and say, ah, whatever. And then when it happens to you, it truly is life changing. So it's been the coolest thing I've ever done and probably will ever do. So it's a lot of fun and just looking forward to see her keep continuing to grow. And hopefully I can have a trophy and have her run out and give me a hug someday.
That would be cool. How, with all the changes in location that you're doing playing on tour, is she sleeping through the night? Because you're making it challenging for her with all the different beds.
I got to give my wife tons of props. She got on the schedule early and we took her on the road to, I think, to the Shark Shootout was her first tournament when she was 6 weeks old, where she flew. And so she's a road warrior already. I mean, she's been traveling. She's making friends on the flights now, and she's got quite the personality. So my wife has been really, really tough on the schedule, and that's been huge. So she's been sleeping great, and luckily the tour has a nice daycare too to give mommy a break for so she can get out and watch a little golf too. And we've got quite the life, but it's fun. The traveling circus is it's pretty entertaining.
All right, Luke, you've been great as usual, and you know how we like to roll with a rapid fire to close things. Ready to play?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
How do you pronounce Jazz's last name?
Janawana Nod. I still don't know. What a nice kid, though. Really enjoyed playing with him. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a bright future. I felt so old. I mean, he's got braces, and I was like, oh, my God.
He makes Offie Barnrat sound like John Smith.
I know. The New York fans were awesome blasting his name, too. They were really cheering him. I get a local caddy, too, which is a cool story. So, awesome.
I know she's only 7 months, but your daughter, and considering your lineage, swimmer or golfer?
You know, it's funny because my wife swam a little bit too in all her history, and I think we want to get her into tennis, but I'd say summer league swimming, not the two-a-day stuff that my parents and my wife went through and all that. That just sounds terrible for parenting, but if she wants to do either or both, then we'll support her.
Do you still have any old Ringgold Tiger Sharks shirts?
Oh, geez. Probably not. Nothing that fits, but I think I might have a sweatshirt somewhere. I'm sure my mom could give me one.
Was Sunday, considering the pressure, everything, the wind, is that the hardest round of golf you've ever played?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's been others that have rivaled that, but I can't recall anything that tough. The golf course was set up completely fair. Just the wind and the challenge of the golf course made it very, very tough out there. So I'll say, yeah, that's one of the toughest rounds I've ever been a part of.
You know all these guys. They've all got different talents. What impresses you the most about Koepka and the way he's playing?
Yeah, I mean, he's just resilient. It seems like he, you know, kind of clicks into his zone and is able to play well when not really, no one gives him the credit or anything, you know, and he just kind of goes about his business and sticks to his plan, and it's obviously working, whatever he's doing.
Listen, Luke, thanks as always for joining us. Congratulations again. Congratulations on the U.S. Open. That's a sweet deal as well, and had a lot of folks that were enjoying following you this past week, and congratulations again, and thank you as always for coming back to your roots here in Chattanooga and joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking soon. Appreciate it.
That sounds great. Luke, thank you so much. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.